Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You can't be lazy and be fully blessed. You can't be afraid to be inconvenienced. And comfort can't be the most important thing in your life. Did you hear me?
Yes.
It can't be. You know, sometimes people talk about us. They say, oh, Brother Keith, you know, you travel with Brother Hagin and y'all live in a nice place and you got a nice church now. And boy, y'all got it made. I'm not going to disagree with them. You got that right. Say it again. Brother Keith's got it made. Yes, he does. He and Phyllis got it made. But there's a whole lot people hadn't seen behind the scenes. I mean, you know, in order to do certain things, I don't know at the times that you're up before daylight and the cold and you're having to deal with the elements and you're having to deal with this and that and prep things and get things ready. And people think, well, you just probably lay around and goof off all the time. Well, you can't. If you want things to be right, you can't. And if you ever get that way, you're going to start slipping backwards. Amen. Don't care how blessed you get. There's a time. Just on this flight training stuff, I was at a place a while back, you know, and I'm having to get up before daylight and it's cold and I'm tired and I'm thinking, boy, you know, do I want to do all this? And you're mentally, boy, you're just taxed and loaded to the hilt. Why am I doing this? Well, so I can preach to two or three times as many people in 1 week, personally. Did you hear me? With this kind of equipment. And I'm in control, and I don't leave all these holes. See, we did this for years on the airlines, and that's fine. I'm not knocking that. But friends, there are so many other holes for the enemy to hinder you.
Amen.
Did you hear me? So many other ways and got so many other people involved, so much other people's equipment. You're not in control. You're not in charge. There's so much stuff. The enemy can throw wrenches and hindrances and knock you out of stuff. But when we can be in control, we can make preparations ahead of time. I can be led by the Spirit. I can do a different thing and not miss it. Be there on time. Get the job done. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you got to be faithful where God puts you. You know, maybe somebody says, well, I got a call to be a prophet on my life. I got a call to be an apostle on my life. I got a call to be a pastor. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. But that doesn't mean you start there.
Right.
Did you hear me? You don't start out at your ultimate call. Nobody does. Just because you're called to do something doesn't mean you're able to stand in that place right now. It takes training. And you got to be faithful and you got to pass tests. And then you go to the next phase of training and you got to be faithful and pass tests. You go to the next phase of training. I know exactly where my training started. I know right where it started at home. It started looking down the long rows and wishing I could go swimming, but not. You learn a valuable lesson. You ain't through till you're through. I remember we were little, we'd go, I'm hot, mama. You didn't say that many times. Boy, being a whiny baby. I want to do that. You learn. But it's sad that we've got a generation of young people who haven't learned these lessons. Sad. I mean, they get a little bit uncomfortable, so they quit. And oh, that's a bad thing. You ever start quitting, where does it end? You learn a bad thing. You learn that it's just easier to quit. And when it gets tough and it's challenging, well, you just quit because it's hard. Oh, that's an awful thing. Because that can prevent you from ever reaching your potential. It can prevent you from ever passing the test and being qualified for what God has called you to. You either shouldn't be doing it at all or you finish it. I said you finish it. You do it. You finish it. If you didn't get it right the first time, you come back tomorrow. Did you hear me? If you didn't get it this week, you study some more and you go back next week. If you didn't get it this month, you go back and you pray some more and you rest and then you hit it harder this time. But you get it, and if it takes you a year, if it takes you five, you do it, you get it, you finish it. Everybody say finish it.
Finish it.
Finish it. Finish it. Aren't you glad Jesus didn't go halfway to the cross? You finish it. You finish it. I remember my training. I cut up chickens at the store. I stocked groceries. I fixed flats. And I pumped gas. And I learned valuable lessons about dealing with people. I learned service and hospitality. Our store was unusual. It was not unusual for somebody to pull up to our store. It's one of those old-fashioned general stores. Had the old wood stove in the middle where the old men sat around and talked and told stories. And it kept getting bigger and bigger. It developed. It was a little bit of general store. Then it became a department store. And then we added an automotive thing. And it became a small little mini shopping center. And I became one of the second in commands there eventually. Started working there as a teenager, 13 years old. And learning valuable lessons, though. Somebody pull up and hand me a list. Here, Keith. And they'd go sit down by the stove. I'd go get their groceries, cut up their chicken, and come back and ring them up and bag them up and go put them in the car and pull the car up and fill it up with gas and check the oil, or maybe change the oil and check the tires. And if they bought an appliance from me, I went to their house with them and put it in. And that's the kind of place we were, you know. And you learn so much about people. And all of them had accounts. And you learn about dealing with people and their money. See, this is training. I didn't know it, but it's training. Every bit of it's training. I had to get there early. We'd work 14-hour days, a lot of time. But that's what you did. That's what it took to get the job done. Right? And thing after thing, and all my training with Brother Hagin, Phyllis had the same thing. She had job after job after job. She's learning how to do things and structure things and organize. And at this point, she's learned so much about these things, she wouldn't tell you this, but I guarantee you, if there's a train wreck, you could put her on it, she'd have the thing straightened out and categorized in one day. But how did it start? She started when she's working at 13 in a bakery, organizing the BLTs. Thing after thing, working at the women's wear at TWA. And, you know, you feel sorry for kids that never do anything. They won't even cut grass for mom and daddy. And lay up and play video games. I'm going to say, well, it's this generation. It ain't this generation. It's people lowering their standard. It's people not teaching their values to their children. It's people getting sloppy and lazy. Did you hear me? And it makes it hard. It makes it hard on people. I mean, that's why kids, you know, the parents let the whole world revolve around the child. And then they show up at school and are shocked that the whole school doesn't revolve around them. Did you hear me? Or they go try to work for somebody and are shocked. They think, you know, well, I'm here 8 hours a day. You want me to work too? I mean, what I'm talking about, we got a whole generation that don't know how to work. And we also got a generation that is not prospering. Did you hear me? It goes hand in hand. You can read other scriptures in Proverbs. It talks about the diligent will be made rich. Diligent. You got to stay focused after what God puts you on. Amen? You do it. You do it to the best of your ability. And if your ability comes short, you believe God to make up the rest. Right? And you do everything you do. If it's pumping gas or stocking a grocery shelf, you do it as unto the Lord. Right? And when you do that, you pass tests. And you qualify. And God will promote you. God promoted me from the pumping gas and changing the oil. And I'm filling out cards for people that's coming to Brother Hagin's ministry. And then I'm driving his car. And getting bread and soap for them and checking on their stuff. And then he promoted me. And I'm helping in healing school. And then he promoted me. And I'm helping in prayer school. And he promoted me. And a lot of work behind the scenes that you didn't see. Paperwork. Oh, and I never enjoyed paperwork that much. And I'd come in and my desk would have this many files sitting on it. And oh, I didn't want to do that because I'm a speaking gift, you know. You understand what I'm saying? You could think that way. Boy, this is not my grace. What's that got to do with it? That's your job. Right? And oh boy. I had to, you know, I had to just make myself get enthused about doing this. But this is the thing that the Lord, not just men, see, get our eyes off of men. The Lord has given me this job. Right? So am I going to be sloppy with him or play? No. So here we go. Man, yeah, talk to myself. I like reading files. It's, no, you don't. You say, shut up. Yes, I do. Give me some more files to read. And I'd get all of them done and feel good and come back the next day and they go, man, you did so well on those. We brought you two more stacks. And you go, oh, no, no. But kept doing it. And kept getting promoted. If you ever stop, though, if you ever get lazy, if you ever goof off, you stop getting promoted. And you can actually go backwards. I don't know how come I'm getting into all that, but it's so anyway. What kind of man did Jacob become? He was a mama's boy. He was a liar. He was a deceiver. But can people change? They can change. Mama's boys can become strong men. Right? Liars can become men of integrity. Can't they? Yes, they can. Lazy people can become diligent people. You don't have to say, well, this is the way I grew up and this is the way. You're just telling me you don't want to change.
That's right.
You're unwilling to change. Because, you know, people with any sense understand you don't believe you can't change. Certainly you can. You can change. I'm glad we're enjoying this and having so much fun. Glory to God. Isn't this great?
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah.
What was I talking about before I got off into all that? Jacob. He was faithful out there in the wilderness, wasn't he? Standing, I mean, it gets cold outside, right? In the nighttime, in the high desert. Whew. He probably had 12 blankets he's wrapped up in. He did this how long? 7 years, and then another 7 years, and then some more, right? That's a lot of cold and heat, right? And if a lion got one of the sheep, if a bear got one of the sheep, he paid for it. He said, well, I should have been watching. Go back and read it.
Yeah,
is that right? He said, yeah, I let that bear get by me. And so he paid for it. He was a blessed man when it was all said and done, too. He passed tests. I said he passed tests. He qualified.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Jacob, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-416. That's R-416. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.